If you like true crime, you'll love the Miracle Files podcast.
We share real stories with the suspense of true crime, but we'll leave you with a sense of light and hope.
Like the college wrestler who fought a grizzly, the woman who was dead for nearly an hour, or the child lost in a dark mine for days. These are the kind of stories that remind us miracles are real.
Subscribe to The Miracle Files wherever you get your podcasts and join us on this thrilling journey of faith and miracles.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
This guy's mugshot, I'm pretty sure he doesn't have remorse. So this Florida man was arrested for driving drunk 118 miles per hour at 2:30 in the morning with kids in the car, just asleep in the back seat. The guy's name, Juan Espinoza, he was signaled to pull over. They immediately look at his mug. He's like, yeah, I no remorse there. That's a drunk grin, by the way. That is a drunk grin. They suspected that he was drunk, and so they requested that he perform some sobriety test and give a breath sample, and he refused. So they took him to a detention center, and he totally tested. Yeah, he was inebriated. So he has DUI and child neglect without significant bodily harm. But there was a one-year-old and an eight-year-old asleep in the back seat, and he was going 118 miles per hour at 2:30 in the morning. They said recklessly, just like driving all over everywhere. Oh my, by the grace of God, this man did not hit anybody. Wow. That's just a Florida man broke a Del Taco window after he was denied tacos at closing time. I too get angry when I'm denied tacos. Florida man, he was arrested according to Charlotte County and the sheriff's office there. Anthony Izzo pulled into the drive-thru in Port Charlotte, about 30 miles away from Fort Myers. They said, they're closed. Our kitchen shut down. They put away the meat. The meat is put up. And he did not like that. They heard loud popping noises moments later. Somebody called 911, and it looked like he used a pipe wrench and hit the window four times, cracked it, and then drove away. They found him at his home, police said, where he was arrested for criminal mischief. He had charged cost $2,000 worth of damage to that drive-thru window. It's not their fault. They put away the meat. You know, people close. They got signs. You know, you should have checked your Google Maps before you drove up to the Del Taco. They're not, you know, got, and they're open late anyway. Like, good night. What time did you go there? You have to wait for that to kick in right after those drums right there. Oh, it's so good. Welcome back. Dana Lash with you. We are at the bottom of the second hour. You can listen coast to coast. Channel 347 is the stream. Joining me right now, one of my favorite people on God's green earth. He just doesn't need any introduction. He's a rock and roll icon. He is a legendary outdoorsman. He gave me the best advice when I first started using a bow. He gave me the best advice. Uncle Ted Nugent, who joins us now via, that's his bunker. Look at his bunker. Good night. He's got his dog on his cup. He's got his guitars. I see a big old giant. I mean, I love the safe in the background. Good to see you, Uncle Ted. God bless you, my friend.
Dana Lash. There are man caves, and then there's the Ted Nugent man cave, cuckoo's nest, arsenal of democracy.
Yes. That what he is in, that bunker that he is in right now, is every man's dream. Every man's dream. He just froze on us. We're going to get him back. He froze on us right at the go part. We're going to get him back, and he's going to unleash, because there's a few things that are happening, and we got the Hearing Protection Act. We also have this potential rescension of the Gun Control Act. We got Uncle Ted back right now. So I know, let me ask you this, because, you know, you're a lifelong outdoorsman, you know, hunting, you know, better than pretty much almost anybody. You also know, like, wildlife management. So it's not just like hunting and shooting, but you actually get like the land management, the hunting and land, all of that. And one of the cool things that I was hearing from lawmakers that they're still arguing this, that's in this bill that they're battling over, the Hearing Protection Act with suppressors. And I just wanted to ask you that about that real quick, because you're considered, like, if you go overseas to hunt, my friends that go overseas to bird hunt, they're like, if you don't shoot suppressed, you're kind of looked at like the rudest person that's ever lived. But over here, they act like, oh my gosh, it's a magical thing that makes the gun totally, it doesn't work like that. What are your thoughts on this whole thing?
Well, I don't have any thoughts. I have some conclusions because I actually think. I'm a critical thinker, which is why you love me and I love you, because we are truth, logic, and common sense, critical thinking, adherence, genuflecting at God's miraculous creation that is truth, logic, and common sense. And the truth, logic, and common sense, Dana, is why in God's name would I need another man's authorization or federal paperwork to make my gun quieter and safer? This is insanity. By law, I have to have a muffler on my tractor, but I've got to get a federal piece of paper to make my gun a little quieter and safer. It's not a silencer, it's a suppressor. It just reduces the decibels slightly under what my guitar has been for the last 72 years. But the bottom line is, you're absolutely correct. When I hunt over in Africa and over in Europe, even over in England and Scotland, which are basically still king's tyrant countries, you can get a suppressor at the hardware store. Now you got to go through all kinds of insanity to get a permission to actually keep and bear arms. But we have that here. So ultimately, what you represent every time you open that beautiful little mouth of yours is the truth, logic, and common sense that I don't need paperwork. There's not a man that can go, oh, by the way, Ted, we're going to give you constitutional carry. I was born with constitutional carry. Dana, you know, I know, anybody that actually thinks knows that all gun control laws, all of them, all of the regulations are infringements, and there's a document that says shall not be infringed. In fact, this morning I signed another thousand of these hats that say shall not be infringed. Would people please wake up and tell your elected employees to quit infringing, stop the engineered recidivism, keep rapists and carjackers and murderers and stabbers and train pushers, keep them in cages, and let we the people keep and bear arms without any infringements. Boy, that's radical.
I love it. I love the phrase elected employees. That is the best. I'm going to committed that to memory. We're talking with Uncle Ted Nugent. Just like the best out there. The president talked about this. First off, when he came out, he was saying that he wanted to have national reciprocity. There wasn't another president that said it. And I hope he strong-arms some of these losers that are in D.C. into making this happen. But he also touched upon the Gun Control Act and maybe possibly rescinding the Gun Control Act in 1968, which would be enormous. I mean, I think you need to get rid of all of it. I agree with you. And I know this is something that you've talked quite a bit about. Do you think that Congress is actually going to let this happen? I feel like they're at odds with everything going on in the White House right now.
Well, first of all, you've identified the most important battle cry for true We the People freedom in America, and that is the great Commander-in-Chief Donald Trump. What a relief this is. I work every day, Dana, with heroes of the military, all the military branches. And for many years, they've been heartbroken and depressed because the Commander-in-Chief, Joe Biden, was the actual enemy of America, the enemy of the Constitution. The deep state was the enemy. These young men and women of the U.S. military would die for their sacred constitutional oath, while the deep staters were violating the very oath that these heroes died for. So the self-evident truth is that the 68 Gun Control Act, signed after the Kennedy assassinations and Dr. Martin Luther King, it not only didn't reduce violent crime or assassinations since the Gun Control Act of 1968 because of engineered recidivism. Yes. We're living in a failed court system of engineered recidivism. They knowingly let out repeat offenders to repeat offenders. Then they convict them, and then they let them out again, and they repeat offend. It's planet of the cuckoo's nest out there. So the 68 gun control was signed by Lyndon Baines Johnson. Who would trust anything that guy signed? It is counterproductive, just like everything the government does. It's counterproductive to their claim goals because they're liars. And I, as a free man, you as a free woman, your family, God bless Chris and your kids, God bless my family, my kids, my grandkids, my band, my crew, we get to keep and bear arms, and I would like to get rid of the infringement. So here's the bottom line. Call your elected employees. Call your senator and congressman. Tell your chief of police that you stand with Kyle Rittenhouse for clear and present self-defense. Call your state trooper commander. Call your sheriff. Call your senator, your congressman. Hammer your governor every day. Leave your name and number the time that you called and say, quit with the infringements. Every other state except Texas, I think there's a couple, South Dakota and Oklahoma have some pretty good reduced infringements. But it's our fault, Dana, for not raising enough hell. I raise more hell than anybody. That's why they call me a radical, and I take it as a badge of honor.
Yeah, you raise about as much hell as a mid-sized city. I mean, that's true. Like, you're like your own one-man army talking with our very dear friend, Uncle Ted Nugent, about all of this. I feel like we are closer with a lot of this stuff federally, with a lot, like, pulling back a lot of these gun laws than we ever have been. And I'm so terrified that if we don't act now, then we're going to miss an opportunity. Because I'm worried about what Democrats have planned in 28, and I think you are, too.
Well, once again, I could give you so many heartbreaking examples. I got a farmer buddy who's never even gotten a speeding ticket, but he's now a convicted felon by the EPA, another counterproductive, corrupt criminal bureaucracy, because he had a faulty muffler on a tractor on his farm. He's now a convicted felon, and he can't exercise his God-given rights. I have so many people that made a mistake way back when they were teenagers. Now they have great businesses. They employ hundreds of people, but they're a convicted felon for having a couple of joints, which was a dumb mistake. But my God, violent criminals in Chicago are caught on film shooting each other every day with illegal guns and fully automatic federally crimes sears on their pistols, and they drop the gun charges for the gangbangers, but the guy with the bad muffler can't use a 30-30 to go deer hunting. Yep. I mean, these are unbelievable examples, and Dana, I could keep you here for 100 days. Yep. I have a Real America Voice Spirit Campfire and our Spirit of the Wild TV show on the Pursuit Network. I try to expose these atrocities, and I think people woke up. We saw the evidence November 5th, 2024, but please, people, engage, raise hell. Go to HunterNation.org. HunterNation.org connects with conservationists, constitutionalists, conservatives, and we find out those that don't vote, and we inspire them to vote, because that's what's making the difference. We proved it in November, didn't we?
Absolutely. I got to ask you about that. I want to finish with this topic, because the news that's been out, so we had the HER audio with Biden's closed-door testimony. That came out, and that was real bad. But then that immediately got shoved to the side because this news about his cancer diagnosis. And, it's stage four. It's real bad, super aggressive. And look, I think you can have compassion all the live long day. But also, that doesn't mean you sacrifice accountability and questions. And Americans have every right to go, wait a minute. We saw clearly there was a cognitive struggle. Now we have this. Everybody, I had Dr. Drew on yesterday who was saying, no. The question is whether or not how much he was dealing with this when he ran, like before he even ran. This is such a crazy issue. Who do you think was in charge in the White House? Because honestly, you cannot persuade me that he was at any point during these last 4 years. I don't believe it.
Until we find out who was running the United States government during Joe Biden's 4 years, we're not real America. Not only was he dangerously mentally ill, but more mentally ill than Joe Biden and his inner circle. I mean, just outrageous. More mentally ill than Joe Biden and his inner circle were the people that covered up for him. Can you imagine being an official, an elected employee in the United States of America, and waking up every day to intentionally bamboozle, lie, and deceive the American public that was at its peak violation during the Joe Biden 4 years? You know, again, I pray for mentally ill people, even the president. Now he's diagnosed with cancer. We're praying for Joe Biden, but that does not mitigate or reduce the disrespect that he earned for being such a dishonest, corrupt, tax-torching traitor. He's a traitor. If you open up the borders, that's treason. If you get money from our enemies in China, if that's not treason, I'm Caitlyn Jenner's boy toy. This is insanity beyond measure. These guys are so guilty of treason. Is that the ultimate analysis or what?
I love it. That one's gonna get cut for sure and be online. That one's good. No, I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you on that. And I just, the fact that we have the press now, like USA Today was like, oh, was he ever in good health? Uncle Ted, they actually asked that now. USA Today is now, all the media now are asking, oh, was he ever in good health? Wow, it looks like there were some things that were bad. We were called conspiracy theorists for seeing this, earlier. Last word from you on this.
The dishonesty level is finally being reversed. I call it the toxic, demonic toilet flush of Uncle Sam and the deep state. Thank God for Donald Trump. But more importantly, it was we the people, especially the fence sitters. And by the way, if you're sitting on the fence and you're a moderate, you don't stand for anything. And if you don't stand for anything, you're actually facilitating the evil side. Noncompliance and apathy isn't a neutral. It's supporting the evil side. And finally, enough Americans that thought they were not, you know, not participating in the sacred experiment self-government, they said, my God, men destroying women's sports that is facilitated by the party that claims they're all about women's rights. Yeah. Again, there's thousands of examples. And I'm going to leave saying this, Dana, how much we love you, because you have the most sexy middle finger. When you set it on fire with your truth, logic, and common sense, everywhere I go, people know that we're friends. They say, tell Dana, thank you. Tell Dana, we love her. You know, I have a Tyrannosaurus Rex Scrutum of Freedom Award, and I don't want to give it to you because you're just too beautiful. But it means you stand up for the self-evident truth that guides the greatest quality of life in the history of the world, the only experiment in self-government in the history of the world. Dana Lash, we love you. We pray for you because you're brave beyond words. And every time you speak, you represent the best families in the asset column of the American dream. God bless you, woman. Oh. Shemaine and I love you.
Well, thank you so much, Uncle Ted. And we love you and Shemaine and all your family as well. And congratulations, because I know you guys just celebrated a super happy event. And I wanted to say congratulations. And I'm so happy for you all. I love that for your family. But thank you. You've really blasted the way. You have to know that. You know how many people, you know, whether it was Gen X or millennials or Gen Z that, you know, watched you and really took a lot of cues from you. So you planted a lot of seeds in a lot of people's minds. And I think that, you know, you really made that possible. So thank you, because you're an absolute American patriot. Uncle Ted Nugent, really our favorite person in all of rock and roll. God bless you, my friend. Please tell your beautiful bride hello. We will talk with you again soon. God bless. Appreciate your time.
We're going to have some backstraps over a campfire sometime, Dana. Godspeed, baby.
Yes, amen to that. Thank you, sir. God bless. We'll talk again. That's Uncle Ted Nugent. You can find him on X. You can find him anywhere. And meet him on tour, because he's going on tour. This man plays. I texted him the other day, and he was literally like on stage. He's an absolute machine. Our partners that help bring you the program, it's our friends at Kelt Gen 3 Sub 2K. It is brand new, fold in half, now available in 10 millimeter. And it folds super fast with the optics all staying in place, which is super nice. And it deploys just as quickly also. And it has that rotating, twisting of the rotating forend. And that's what just boop, boop. That's what it doesn't sound like that, but it ought to. Folds quickly in half, optics and all. 16 and a half inches, to be precise. It takes Glock mags. You got a 15 round standard, you know, Glock 20 mag. You got a lot of capacity for whatever your shooting needs are. Has an internal buffer for softer recoil, 5 pound trigger pull for greater accuracy. Rails up top for accessories. Integrated M-lock. It's great for home defense, backpacking, whatever your needs are. Kel-Tec, making everything right here in the U.S. of A. with American labor, parts, everything. That's in a Florida-based company. Learn more at KeltecWeapons.com. Innovation Performance, Kel-Tec, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Hamas releases its last American hostage just hours before Trump's trip to the Middle East. Lefties in the media now insist they didn't hide Joe Biden's decline. It was their sources who lied. And Homeland Security is investigating whether Los Angeles County gave our Social Security benefits to illegals. I'm Greg Corumbus, inviting you to join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the 3 Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day, and hopefully a lot of laughs too. Follow the 3 Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
This is kind of sad. If you guys need some chickens, a shipment of thousands of chicks were found abandoned in a USPS truck. There you go. Now overwhelming an animal shelter in Delaware. They're trying to rehome thousands of chicks that survived being left in a postal service truck for 3 days. They had no food or water. Thousands died. Thousands of them died before they were even discovered. They're trying to figure out how 12,000 chicks were abandoned in this Delaware mail distribution. It's the United States Postal Service. That's why. You want to know why? Because it's the USPS. God love you drivers, but that damn agency runs like a double snakes. Do you know if I send a letter, even at, no, unless I send it certified overnight, if I send a letter from Texas, it takes over a month to get there to get to my hometown in St. Louis. That is not even an exaggeration. Happy to show you the stamp. Hands to sky. More packages are lost through USPS. I do not send anything through it because I can't guarantee it, even if I buy insurance for it. That's how bad it is. So I am completely not surprised that you had thousands of these chicks that were left to die in this damn distribution center. They said, oh, they were aware of a process breakdown. They're probably going to need more taxpayer dollars, I'm sure. Remember, they kept saying they needed more tax money. Overbloated government entity that can't run right and you want more money? Isn't that how that works in your job? If you perform badly, you get a raise? Hell no. So they said that Freedom Ranger Hatchery in Pennsylvania, they raised the chicks for their weekly distribution to clients around the country. And they said the hatchery can't take the chicks back because of biosecurity concerns. So they're trying to find, they're at the animal, the First State Animal Center, SPCA. They're trying to find people to pick them up. But that's just cruel. I hope they find the people responsible and drag them. Drag. Also, let's see here. Fears of a new super cartel as Mexico's most violent gangs make a terrifying alliance. This was only a matter of time. You knew this was going to happen. They have the Jalisco, the Sinaloa cartels that are... I guess it's like cartel unionizing in a way, but they said that, and the three others are forming an alliance that could prove deadly. They're having a major problem. I mean, let's not forget the mayoral candidate that was shot and killed on a live stream just a couple of weeks ago. The Trump administration reached a $5 million settlement with Ashley Babbitt's family per Newsweek. They agreed to pay the family of Babbitt to settle the lawsuit brought by her family. The AP said that they'd talked to DOJ to get a comment, but you guys remember the story of Ashley Babbitt. Well, now they've settled for that. I mean, that's insane. It was the first cop shooting that the left loved. Oh, they celebrated that guy. That guy was a moron, too. He had no idea what was behind his target, which is the first rule of firearms. Stick with us, a lot more in store. With All Family Pharmacy, they have you covered. No matter what it is that you need, maybe it's your everyday medications. Maybe it's the stuff that the government tried to keep from you, the ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. Maybe you want to just make sure that you have some, you know, emergency kits, some antibiotics in case that you may need them in a pinch. And this is where All Family Pharmacy comes in. If you haven't gone to their website and looked at everything that they have hundreds of medications. It's simple, fast, and affordable. No insurance, no problem. They have straightforward pricing, online ordering, shipping in just a couple, 2 to 4 days. You can get it overnight in a pinch. Your health is always within reach, and they make it super easy. There are no gatekeepers. You can use code DANA10 to get 10% off of your entire order as well. And everything is made in the USA. All inputs, everything. So you got high standards of quality and safety. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana for 10% off. Use promo code Dana. Protect yourself and your family today at allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana. Coupon code Dana10. I want to switch for a minute, talk about a couple of other things. James Comey was on MSNBC after we were on air yesterday. And he was trying to explain that he just didn't realize that, you know, he was walking on the beach with his wife. And his story is they just happened to look down and see it. Do you believe that, Kane?
No.
I'm sorry, did I say no? I meant hell no.
They acted like that they just happened to see it. And he just didn't know. Audio soundbite, which one should I do, 19 or 21st? I think.
Which is least believable.
Let's do 19. Yeah, listen, this was him on MSNBC right after we finished our show yesterday.
You are back in the middle of a political firestorm.
Yeah, for walking on the beach with my wife. So
okay, can I know, okay, I'm sorry, Juan. Now. You're gonna hate me right now. I'm sorry, Juan was already ready. Okay, first off, okay. It wasn't because he was walking on the beach with his wife.
How dare you?
How dare you, James Comey? You're not allowed to walk on the beach with your wife. That is disallowed. Thou shalt not. It wasn't because of that. It was because he formed shells in the fray in the 8647 and then put it on Instagram like a thirsty little influencer. That's why. Get it right. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Juan's going to hate me so bad because he has these awesome transitions and I'm going to let it play this time. Okay, promise.
You are back in the middle of a political firestorm.
Yeah, for walking on the beach with my wife. So I don't know how we ended up here. Never occurred to me that it was any kind of controversial thing, but that's the time we live in.
So controversial. I mean, I never knew that this is how we ended up here. I never knew it. That was only 13 seconds long, and I couldn't even get through it. How sad is that? I mean, I just can't believe I was walking on the beach with my wife, and I said, we're here. So, audio soundbite 20, they asked him a little bit more about it. Listen to what he says here.
But just again and again and again, I really thought that I was done. I was in another life. I was a grandfather and an author wearing, you know, sweaters and jeans. And then I went for a walk on the beach and posted a silly picture of shells that I thought was a clever way to express a political viewpoint. And actually, I still think it is. I don't see it the way some people are still saying it is. But again, I don't want any part of any violence. I've never been associated with violence. And so that's why I took it down.
By the way, you know, the idea, the term, because I love how people now are getting into the etymology of the word 86th or the phrase. And people are like, oh, it doesn't mean to kill anyone. Actually, it means to get rid of. Yes, it does. It means to get rid of. 80 miles out and 6 feet under. That's an actual phrase. That's an actual, it's a phrase from the Hoffa days, Jimmy Hoffa. Everyone's like, oh yeah, he was 86th under the end zone at Giants Stadium. That's, yeah. So anyone, that's why I'm like, for James Comey to not understand that phrase, you're an idiot. That is so, I almost said something else. But no, I didn't.
He's playing. He's pretending to be an idiot.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing.
I mean, I worked in the restaurant industry. I was a server for years when I was in college, and 86 means to us is killed off the menu. But I love these people who are like, let's study the phrase, let's look at the etymology of this slang 86th. And all of these people who were gorilla experts under Harambe and rocket experts with Elon Musk and also like film experts with the video of somebody trying to kill POTUS, all that. Yeah, now they're like, let's study the etymology of 86. No, it meant 80 miles out and 6 feet under. You had to dig your grave 80 miles out from town or wherever everybody was living and 6 feet under. That's where 86th comes from. That's that phrase. And it was actually used widely. I went back and because I'm like, I know that that's been used. I mean, hell, they talked about it in The Irishman when it was a film about the guy who was supposedly 86th Hoffa. And that's a common phrase. It's used in a number of different industries. You cannot tell me that somebody is the top cop in the land and doesn't know what that phrase means. I don't buy that. And if you're that dumb, why are you in that position? Oh my gosh. But what's more, and I know I said this yesterday, not all dudes are like this. I think it's a rare thing. But every now and then you come across a dude who has like angry ex-girlfriend vibes. You know what I mean? Like bunny boiler vibes. How old is he? How old is James Comey? I said yesterday on Waters that I think he's old enough to be my dad. He might be. Oh, totally. Yeah, he could be.
64.
So he's that old. And you know that he arranged those shells like that himself. And he's just trying to line about it to give himself plausible deniability, which I think is, I mean, it's bad to share that sentiment. But how weird is it that a 64-year-old dude is doing that? I can confidently say I know of no man below the age of 64 or at or over that age that would do something like that, because that is so cringe. They would die. Immediately. It's instant death. It's that cringe. That's weird, right? Isn't that like obsessive? That is obsessive. Think about it. This is like his second book. He's got a new book coming out. It's his second book. That's obsessive. He is still, remember that when he was in the White House and they were all meeting with POTUS and he was hiding behind a curtain? Do you remember that? Kane, do you remember that? It was on video. No. He was like hiding behind a curtain. And he talked about it later that he felt very weird. He didn't really want to, he tried to blend in with the White House curtains. And he was the tallest guy in the room. Tallest guy in a room. And he was trying to like push himself all the way back into the curtains. And it was so obvious. There were all of these like stills of the video, this analysis, and you, when you look at it, he literally is standing all the way back, pressing against the curtain. He is a weirdo. He is a theatrical, overdramatic weirdo. I don't like drama in women. I definitely don't like it in men. And I definitely don't like it in men that hold positions like these where you need to have a calm and clear head. That's scary that he was in this role.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.